The Environmental Protection Agency this week put in place new rules to cut toxic air pollution from chemical plants. Many polluting facilities are on a stretch of the Gulf Coast known as Cancer Alley. Now, these regulations are the first new rules on chemical plants in 20 years, and they target two key chemicals linked to cancer. Layla Yunus is reporting on this. She is senior staff writer at Grist, our editorial partner. Hi, Layla.
Hi.
Tell us about these toxic air pollutants the EPA is now regulating. What is the health risk of these two key chemicals, ethylene oxide and chloroprene?
So the new rule is actually going to target more than 100 different chemicals that are coming out of these more than 200 chemical manufacturers around the country. But it does seek to really emphasize these two chemicals, ethylene oxide, chloroprene. They're both mutagens, meaning they can mutate your DNA and cause negative health effects in unborn children. And mutagens are often also carcinogens, so they've been connected to various cancers, ethylene oxide to lung cancer and stomach cancer and lymphoma, and chloroprene as well to different nervous system disorders.
And the geography matters here, I gather. The people who live in and around these chemical facilities are disproportionately Black and Latino, yeah?
That's correct, yes. You see most of these plants in the industrial corridors of Texas and Louisiana, in cities like Port Arthur, you know, south of Baton Rouge, that stretch of land known as Cancer Alley between Baton Rouge and New Orleans. And those are predominantly low-income communities of color that have been experiencing this pollution for many decades.
Yeah, and the EPA Administrator, Michael Regan, we know, has been prioritizing this issue of environmental justice this term. We're talking about some 200 chemical plants, as you say, and they make ingredients that go into a lot of things: semiconductors, electric car batteries, rubber, caulks, pesticides. What will these plants be required to do to limit what comes out of their smokestacks?
There are a number of steps that the rules are going to require these plants to take. Two of the major ones are flare reduction. So flares are those, you know, huge flames that you often see coming out of industrial chimneys. They're linked to asthma and all kinds of other negative health effects in communities near chemical plants. And then the other major provision is actually fence line monitoring. It's a new step that the EPA is starting to take and incorporate into its regulations. It's basically going to require operators of these facilities to actually test the air around their plants and make sure that, you know, if any of these chemical concentrations exceed certain action levels, that they'll be required to actually identify the problem and try to decrease those concentrations.
So these chemicals are on the hook for monitoring, for excess pollution. Will this be hard to enforce?
You know, it really depends on the state. Ultimately, states are the administrators of the Clean Air Act. And so, you know, we know that industry-friendly states like Texas and Louisiana have historically been more lax in their enforcement of the act. And so it's going to really, you know, depend on kind of the state's willingness to kind of engage with the federal government here and ensure that compliance in these chemical corridors.
Layla Yunus is senior staff writer with Grist, our editorial partner. Layla, thank you again.
Thanks for having me.